True History of the Kelly Gang by Peter Carey. Narrated by John Franco Negroponte.
By dawn, at least half the members of the Kelly Gang were badly wounded, and it was then the creature appeared from behind police lines. It was nothing human, that much was evident. It had no head, but a very long, thick neck and an immense chest, and it walked with a slow, ungainly gait, directly into a hail of bullets. Shot after shot was fired without effect, and the figure continued to advance on the police, stopping every now and then to move its headless neck slowly and mechanically around. "I am the bloody monitor, my boys." The police had modern Martini Henry rifles, yet the bullets bounced off the creature's skin. It responded to this attack, sometimes with a pistol shot, but more often by hammering the butt of its revolver against its neck, the blows ringing with the clearness and distinctiveness of a blacksmith's hammer in the morning air. "You shoot children, you fucking dogs! You can't shoot me!" As the figure moved towards a dip in the ground, near to some white dead timber, the police intensified their attack. Still the figure remained erect, continuing the queer hammering on its neck. Now it paused, and as its mechanical turret rotated to the left, the creature's attention was taken by a small round figure in a tweed hat standing quietly beside a tree. The creature raised its pistol and shot, and the man in the tweed hat coolly kneeled before it. He then raised his shotgun and fired two shots in quick succession. "My legs, you mongrel!" The figure reeled and staggered like a drunken man, and in a few moments fell near the dead timber. Moments later, a crude steel helmet like a bucket was ripped from the shoulders of a fallen man. It was Ned Kelly, a wild beast brought to bay. He was shivering and ghastly white. His face and hands were smeared with blood. His chest and loins were clad in solid steel plate armor, 1/4 inch thick. Meanwhile, the man responsible for this event had drawn his curtains and was affecting to have no interest in either the gunshots or the cries of the wounded. At dark, a party of police escorted him and his wife directly from his cottage to the special train, and so he neither witnessed nor took part in the wholesale souveniring of armour and guns and hair and cartridges that occurred at Glen Rowan on June 28, 1880. And yet this man also had a keepsake of the Kelly outrage, and on the evening of the 28th, 13 parcels of stained and dog-eared papers, every one of them in Ned Kelly's distinctive hand, were transported to Melbourne inside a metal trunk. Undated, unsigned, handwritten account in the collection of the Melbourne Public Library, VL 10453.